when I look at the America's Red Rock Wilderness Act, and it's kind of a catch-22 because of your belief of how the land works. And as you said, all right, I don't really believe anyone really owns it per se, but I do have to work within the governmental process. Does this act go far enough, or are you happy with how it's turned out?
Well, to be quite honest, you know, our beliefs are we do our best within the means that we have possible, within the resources available. And that's for everybody that lives in rural America. We're not going to ever get everything we want because there's systems, there's processes that are in play. We have to do our best to educate ourselves and come to the table to negotiate to help others understand where we're coming from. And I'm not just largely speaking in terms of indigenous people. I'm speaking everybody. Everybody has a history and a tie to these places. How we work through it together rather than being those who refuse to work together. We don't accomplish things when we continue to have those conflicts. Where we accomplish things is making those negotiations and trying to work towards what it is that we are desiring and what our goals are. And so, you know, when you speak to that, is it enough? No. Is it ever going to be enough? Probably not, because there's many diverse land users that are out here, and we have to all figure out where that happy place is.